We'd walk three blocks to Louis' store. We'd always watch for cars. We'd buy us a Coke and some bubble gum, or maybe a candy bar. We didn't care about politics or the NAACP. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. The Coke bottle caps were metal, and they didn't twist right off. The seal was made with a piece of cork. 4 cents was a cost. For a nickel you could take it home. The bottle wasn't free. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. It was baseball on Miss Gilbreth's field. We fished down in the creek. We played football out in our front yard, or a game of hide and seek. We didn't have computer games, cassettes, or DVDs. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. Then came the day when a cardboard box showed up in a moving van. It said Hallicrafters on the front, and it sat up on a stand. It was black and white and not real clear, but at least we had TV. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. I recall we'd go to Sunday school. In March they'd give out kites. We'd sometimes go to Flossie's house. It was fun to spend the night. The bullies knew we were a pair, and they learned to let us be. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. Now we've got computer stuff to help us live our lives. We've seen a lot of changes made since 1955. When I look back, the thing I miss, even with technology, is 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me. At 1803 Vero Beach, my brother Paul and me.